Where she stopped, the sign read, Madame Sofronie, hair goods of all kinds. One flight up, Della ran and collected herself, panting. Madame, large, too white, chilly, hardly looked the Sofronie.
Will you buy my hair? Asked Della.
I buy hair, said Madame. Take your hat off and let's have a sight at the looks of it.
Down rippled the brown cascade.
$20,
said Madame, lifting the mass with a practiced hand.
Give it to me, quick, said Della.
Oh, and the next 2 hours tripped by on rosy wings. Forget the hashed metaphor, she was ransacking the stores for Jim's present. She found it at last. It surely had been made for Jim and no one else. There was no other like it in any of the stores, and she had turned all of them inside out. It was a platinum fob chain, simple and chaste in design, properly proclaiming its value by substance alone and not by meretricious ornamentation, as all good things should do. It was even worthy of the watch. As soon as she saw it, she knew that it must be Jim's. It was like him, quietness and value. The description applied to both. $21 they took from her for it, and she hurried home with the 87 cents. With that chain on his watch, Jim might be properly anxious about the time in any company. Grand as the watch was, he sometimes looked at it on the sly on account of the old leather strap he had used in place of a chain.